morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, especially for fitting us in on Fair Week. I know you're a tired guy over there. It's been a long week.
Well, we had some fun because they have that new event, Wool Busters, which is basically any kid can try mutton busting over by the carnival. And Tom, I was suggesting your little guy, but then I remembered he's not a year old.
No.
That probably wouldn't go over.
His mama probably wouldn't appreciate that too much.
Yeah, you're probably not going to run out there this afternoon on the last day and knock that baby out.
Probably want a fully ambulatory child who's, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years old.
So
not a 9 month.
So it's been a classic. Good weather this week, a little bit cooler than the previous week. And good time to be out there enjoying everything that Tri-Cities has to offer, and one of our biggest events out there at the fair. So final day this afternoon, and it's always great to catch up with everybody, walk around for a couple hours and see people you haven't seen in a long
Philly
time.
Philly cheesesteaks.
Absolutely.
I just let it go when I go out there.
I know. This last week was brutal. I think it's going to take me all of next week to get rid of the elephant ears, for sure. I'm still packing around a couple of those things, for
I know
sure.
The feel, Lance.
And the waffle cones.
Yes. It can go on and on. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy luxury house real estate. And this week, I'm going to Nevada. And so this is in Boulder City, Nevada. And here's quite a story. So the owner of this home, it was a 7-bedroom, 8-bathroom, 10,000-square-foot home, had already spent $8 million building this house. And then he got the crazy idea to add a lazy river to the property. So the owner ended up taking out an additional $2 million loan to build this lazy river like you would see at a hotel or resort. And then he defaulted on the $2 million loan. So the current owner lives in Hong Kong. So foreign purchaser had bought the property when it was foreclosed and ended up getting it for just $2.7 million.
With the lazy river.
Yeah, with most of that construction done. Went ahead and finished off the construction. And so this thing is absolutely incredible. It holds 75,000 gallons of water, and it requires 25 pumps to run this thing. And so it's crazy because when you look at the lot and stuff it's on, obviously they bought 2 or 3 additional lots in this property. The development's in, though, like the other homes aren't crazy around it. It's like they bought these extra lots and then just went absolutely crazy on this thing. I'm thinking Airbnb or VRBO. I mean, that'd be... How'd you like to swing over to that place, Tom, for the weekend?
I love the lazy river idea. I mean, that sounds fun.
It's just another... Apparently, for this guy, it was $2 million too much.
Yeah, so they might not have the Yakima River down there.
No, I don't think they quite get that. So, in honor of our crazy story, I looked to find, since that involved defaulting on a second mortgage, I went to find some mortgage default percentages just to kind of give people an update where the market's at. So Elliot Eisenberg, economist, pulled this off of Elliot's website here, doing a little research and with his blog. So an update, in 2016, our quarter two came in that only 12.1% of homes that have a mortgage were underwater. And that's actually down from last year, quarter two. It was 14.4%. So we've talked about the strong housing market, strong national averages. And so that number's changed and way different from the peak. The worst that got was 2012. 2012 is when everything from 08, 9, 10 kind of caught up. And in quarter one, 2012, it was 31%. of mortgages underwater. So
it really shows significant appreciation.
Huge, huge amounts of appreciation, return to the health of the economy and the health of the housing market. On average, 19.4, so 20% of homes that are valued in the bottom third of all homes are underwater. 10.6 in the middle third, and the upper end homes, it kind of makes sense when you look at down payments and how much people put down for those. Only 7.5% of homes in the top third. So just kind of a reflection there of not nearly as many homes underwater as we see kind of that housing market be very, very strong. So interesting statistics to kind of tie those two stories together this week. So apparently this gentleman at the $2.7 million, I'm going to say he was contributing to the 7%.
He's not underwater.
No.
He has a $2 million lazy river.
No, absolutely. The guy that defaulted was way underwater.
By the river, get the
literally underwater, Tom, with the lazy river.
Did we get a smile out of John over there?
Yes, I think we did get a little smile.
Well, I was thinking about the only lazy river I've seen is the one up at Tri-City Court Club where they have the aquatic. And it's really cool. You can float down that thing.
It's really cool. I never imagined having that at my house until I saw this story. So and obviously, he shouldn't have had it there either because he defaulted on the loan. So you're not going to see it at my place either the lazy river. One of the things that also wrapped up, and I thought I was going to get a little reprieve this week with sleeping, but I didn't because of the fair. But previously, the Olympics. So wrapped up with the Olympics. Congratulations to the U.S. with one of the highest medal counts ever. I think 121 was the number they came up with. So really just congratulations to all of our athletes and the competition. So I love the Olympics, you know, and I don't know. I get going. I'll watch it at night after work, and man, it's hard to turn that stuff off. So one of the things that I think I really love about it is competition there. And so as I was watching last week and going over that, and we were talking about the show this week, is I really feel like getting a home prepared to sell is like an Olympic competition. And so I kind of started to put together a list of why it's a competition and why you need to look at it that way. And so the very first thing that I came up with is, number one, is a lot of these athletes that go into this process, they decide to hire a coach. And I really feel like that's where myself and our team are like your coach. We're coaching your house onto the market. And so what are some of the benefits of hiring a coach in that situation? Well, a lot of the Olympians, they're looking for somebody that has experience. They've been to other big events. They've been to other Olympics. And one of the things that experience does is you've seen the situation before. So knowing what to expect and some of the pitfalls to look out for gives you an advantage to be able to respond to the environment. So I really feel like in that situation, when you hire us to sell your home and help you get it prepared, much like an Olympian is, you're hiring a coach. The other thing that we have the advantage of that coaches do is a lot of times coaches have connections to make it go easier. They know maybe the tournament director, that other coach. They know which lane is going to be running faster. They know where they want to place you so that you're better prepared for the competition. Same exact scenario when you hire a good real estate agent is we know who to call that might be able to get your trim painted for a better price than somebody else might. We know who to call if you need temporary storage and some options for those. So I really have that connection between the athletes and the Olympians and somebody looking to sell their house and hiring us as their coach. The second thing that I wrote down is I put down that the training that they go through prior to ever getting to the big race is much like what we do in a pre-listing situation. And especially this time of year, I know we're getting to the end of the summer and we're coming through a bunch of heat. And when people are looking to put their house on the market right now, three or four appointments last week that I went to, it was really tough because the yards were struggling a little bit. There were some burn spots in some of the yards. And I realize it's been, you know, we're coming off where the previous week was 100 and then we've been in the 90s. And then the other thing, too, is, yes, the grass has been growing, but if it's struggling with a little bit there and there's some weed pressure, oh my gosh, the weeds have been out of control. Mm-hmm. And so some of those flower beds were neglected. Well, part of the training, and before you even get to the race, is you got to clean some of that up. It's kind of like a coach and his runner or swimmer. You got to clean your form up. You got to make everything, the lines, a lot cleaner. So I really had that connection there to where I said, okay, we've got to get those flower beds cleaned up. We've got to get the trim painted up so that we don't have peeling paint. And we've got to go ahead and spend maybe a little bit of extra money on the sprinkler adjustments and getting them correct. It's really a critical time of year for those issues. We've seen three or four times where this can make the big difference. And so we're talking, if we say selling your house in those first couple days and for full price, if that's what I'm defining as the gold medal, then we've got to make some of those changes to clean the form up. The third thing I wrote down that a lot of people don't realize is if you are getting ready to sell in the fall, if you're looking at an end of September and October type sale, and you have areas where the yard needs to be established still, or you need to put new grass in, you only have a little while longer to be able to plant that and get that established to look right for an end of September, October sale. And so sometimes taking advantage of that last month of getting ready, that pre-listing, pre-training period, is you've got to make some of those decisions early now, because once you get there, you won't have time to make that decision. So looking ahead, if anybody needs to do any type of planting or establishing of their yard to have it ready to be for a fall sale, now would be the time to take a look at that. The third thing that I wrote down is when we've gone through the training and we've done that, you arrive at the Olympics, and I call it the prelims. So in my world, the prelim races are that last minute stuff of starting to put things into motion. You've got to get your pictures with the house. You've got to line up a professional photographer to get in there, a videographer if you're going to do some video of the home also. So, and one of the things about this is I got to tell you, in the prelims, you've got to be ready. Because we see some crazy stuff in real estate. And when I talk about pictures and I say it's crazy, the picture of the person in the mirror with the camera, the reflection taking the picture, but they're in the picture in the mirror.
You know what I want you to tell me? Is like, how many houses are sold by the client just looking online at pictures before they ever even go out there?
In today's day and age, and especially with the high number of people we have relocating to Tri-Cities, the ones that look good in those pictures are many times sold or offers without the people even seeing the house nowadays.
Not the one with the guy taking a picture of himself in the bathroom.
No, I don't think those are pictures that we should have out in the listings. But we still see those, and it blows my mind a little bit. That's the difference maybe between professional coached Olympian and maybe somebody not making it past the trials or the prelims. Another thing, too, is just some basic decluttering and clearing off of things before the picture gets taken. Countertops, laundry left out on beds. I mean, I still see those pictures every day. Mm-hmm. So there's a big, big difference in getting through that prelim section that I kind of relate to with the Olympics there. We've gone through getting to the prelims, getting to some of those semifinals. When we come back from the break, I really want to talk about that competition of when your house makes it to the finals, goes live. What are some of the differentiating factors in that competition? We're also going to talk to Tom Coyne at Umpqua a little bit about what's going on with rates and the highly competitive world of lending.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As we wrapped up the Olympics last week, Tom and I were talking about competition and really how our industry, there's a lot of competition out there. If you're looking to hire a real estate agent or somebody in my field, you know, you've got 500-600 choices that you can take a look at. When you're selling your house and putting it on the market, you're competing for buyers against other choices and homes out there. So we were just kind of going over some of the similarities and the different competitive options that our company provides. So Tom, what's going on in the lending world? I know things are still just busy. I mean, we've been referring clients back and forth this week, and yeah, it's been awesome, but busy.
You know, Lance, we're seeing like a combination of everything. We're doing a lot of new construction loans, and then I'll get a flurry of refinances coming in for various reasons. Maybe they're taking some cash out because, like we've talked about, values have gone up, so people are in better equity positions. So I have a number of clients coming in, and we're doing a cash out refi to pay off all their 10% credit cards with these amazing low interest rates. Of course, a lot of purchases. I mean, it's just a little bit of everything right now. And one of those big key factors, I think, helping continue to push this is interest rates being incredibly low. Now, Lance, you did an amazing job, and I'm thinking it's going to continue on tying our show to the Olympics. And mine's a little more loose than what you put together.
Hey, that's okay. I didn't give you as much time to prepare as I was saying. And people that know me know I'm a little bit of an Olympic freak.
No, I love this. I love this. So you hit on it before the break, though. The mortgage industry is extremely competitive, and it is here in town as well. Lance, you know how old I was when I started doing mortgages?
I want to say, I mean, it has to be right up there with the drinking age. It has to be 21.
19 years old.
Oh, man, you were young.
I've basically been doing loans my entire life. Like Olympians, they start young.
And, yeah, right? Okay,
so
very
basically
good.
Basically, my entire professional life, I went from working at the mall to working at a bank and then doing home loans. It's all I've done. And I don't know how I just landed in it at 19. It's just lucky that I found it so young and I knew what I liked, and I'm still loving it today. But that experience is absolutely invaluable to my clients, because over the years, you see every scenario. And there are still things that come up that surprise me. But for the most part, I can catch and identify these issues that could come up so that our transactions go smooth and flawless. And you know, someone out there with not as much experience just hasn't had the time to run through all these different scenarios to protect your clients from the unknown that could come up.
Right. Like, I mean, I kind of remember when Michael Phelps' goggles, you know, back in London filled with water and he still did the race. I mean, for you, that's like, you know, client shows up with a new car, you know, yep, and they've got a new debt to income ratio. I mean, Tom's goggles are filled with water over there.
And I don't like my goggles with water in them. I really don't.
No, you don't. Okay, continue
that's
on.
Why he used to practice his coach a couple times. He'd walk up to him and practice.
Guys, this
just
is
before
great.
A practice
yes.
race.
Yes.
He'd grab his goggles and throw them on the ground and stomp on them just before he had the race.
And Tom's already practiced that. I love it. He's already done it for us.
Well, and this same experience has helped us build an absolutely rock solid business system structure. The same things happen for us every single week, and it's those things that make us extremely efficient. And it's hard for me to imagine, I'm sure there might be someone out there, but it's hard for me to imagine that someone out there can do it faster, more efficiently, or with less stress and less hassle to the client than what my team and I can do. And it's just these systems that we've put in place. The idea is just to be consistent on every single transaction. Now, Lance, I get two stories about my competition that's out there that's affected my clients, my business, and it happened this last week. This first one, got a client who'd been under contract on a house contingent on selling his home. We've been waiting for a couple weeks. He gets a buyer. Great. We start processing our loan. He pays us $600 or whatever the amount was for the appraisal. We're moving forward. Appraisal comes in. We hear that his buyers are declined from their lender. Unfortunately, that client didn't have a 2-year work history, and now my client lost their buyer, and they're in jeopardy of losing this house. And of course, they got money into it for the inspection and the appraisal. And second story, just same thing that happened. I have a client that I'm representing, and maybe the main competitor I have here in town issues an approval letter. And my clients go and meet with their builder. They give them a non-refundable deposit. We're moving forward on this new construction loan. Extended rate lock's been completed, which means they've given us a deposit. And then their sale falls apart because the loan officer didn't notice that that client had a foreclosure less than 2 years ago. So One thing that we don't do, unlike our competition in these two examples, is issue approval letters lightly. We take probably more time than sometimes people would like to see in issuing these approval letters, but it's because we don't want to find ourselves in these situations of things come up down the road, because it doesn't just affect them. It affects everyone in sometimes a string of three or four transactions when an approval letter goes out in a file that maybe shouldn't have been approved. So we really, really do our due diligence to make sure all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted before we issue those. Now, in comparison to the 1-800 lender guy or the online lender, I really think it's important to have that personal touch. And but getting a home and getting home financing is still a really big deal. And there's nothing more important to me, I think, than having my clients, each and every one of them, come in and sit down with us face to face and go through their options. They feel comfortable with the process, and it makes everything go a lot easier for them. Umqual obviously also has vast product depth. Just about every loan product that's out there, we can offer it, except reverse mortgages. It's like the one thing we can't do. And then the last thing that I really think sets us aside from our competition is the service. If you go to Zillow.com, click on lender directory, type in Washington, you're going to get every loan officer in the state of Washington will show up. And very, very cool. I noticed this last week. We are at the top of that list for all of Washington State.
Yeah, and I saw a little email about that, so I double-checked that for you. I logged on myself because I was very impressed, and I looked that up, and yeah, it was awesome to read through some of your reviews. You know, really cool.
That doesn't happen overnight, and it's, like I said earlier, it's about being consistent, and it's about taking care of each and every single client. And so we really focus on service, and that is what driven our business to the levels we're at now.
And, you know, it's always interesting because people ask me about, you know, the business that we do, and radio listeners will call in and say, okay, yeah, I've heard Tom on the radio. I'm going to go talk to him. And, you know, and it's funny because I look at that relationship, and it's very unique, the relationship that Tom's business and my business have, in the fact that we are here doing the radio show every week. And people are like, well, what do you mean like that? And I said, you know, the funny thing that when we entered into doing this and before we ever started this, that I didn't expect about the whole thing, nor did I think that we would need, but it has made us so much better, is it makes Tom and I very accountable to each mm-hmm. other. To the fact where, like, I tell people all the time, I go, do you think Tom's going to do anything to screw this deal up? Because I'm going to see him on Saturday. And then he's going to have to tell me what happened. And then same thing with my team and my clients. When Tom sends us, you know, somebody to work with and say you need to have them help sell your house and do that, he's going to ask me on Saturday, how's it going with Mary and Jim? And I heard you screwed this up with Mary and Jim. What happened? You know, so versus website or somebody not, you know, we have that amazing accountability. And honestly, it's just an amazing byproduct of doing the show, to where I think we both, versus some of our competition, it's kind of like training with somebody that really pushes you, mm-hmm. Versus our competition is we have that unique competitive advantage where we are always trying to keep that to the next level every week. And so when I looked at that and training partners that they use in the Olympics, I'm like, gosh, that's so exactly what similar we do. To what Tom yeah. and I do. And so there was a lot of connections there for sure. Well, that's really good stuff, Tom. And I know you live and breathe that daily. And we talk about on the air and off the air, that type of competition, and you guys really maintaining that. I just really call it kind of that gold medal standard. A few other things that I related back to the Olympics is one of the things that happens with competition is you're always pushing that limit. Especially with technology, we're always out there, and people say, well, what's the difference? You know, I don't hear other people doing these types of things that you guys do. That's strange. That's interesting. Well, one of the things that we're a big believer in is education. Having somebody on a national level, going to 5-6 different conferences, going to California offices, going to New York offices, taking that time for us and our team to go to those different market centers, different businesses. And I honestly, I don't care if it is a Windermere, Century 21, Coldwell Banker. I've got friends in all of those franchises and offices all over the country. And I get amazing ideas franchise from each one of their businesses. So we really spend a lot of time networking with those agents and then taking best practices and implementing them back here. So that education portion is huge. And I look at the Olympics the same way, where I look at the cupping that the athletes did. Those big red marks you saw on the swimmers and some of the track and field athletes. You know, you didn't see that in past Olympics. You know, that wasn't something that you saw before. And so, you know, I really kind of relate that to a technology where they've looked at the benefits of that. They've applied that to their business, which their business is their race and their sport. And then it's really taken them to another level. New times and another level. So that's and that technology, whether it be web platforms, drone tours, new cameras, different types of things that we can implement in our business is the same. The other thing that I look at too is just really keeping that playing field on a level and fair playing field. Technology and increases in customer service that we come up with, it makes everybody come to a new level. And we kind of see that as we have, you know, new levels of home prices, record levels of transactions. Everybody in that industry has to be firing on a higher level for those numbers to be hit. So That was my competition show. I call
nice,
it
I love
Tom.
This show.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun to kind of recap everything. It will be nice though. I don't think I'll be tempted to stay up with Bob Costas till 11:30 every night.
I'll be honest. The Olympics kind of flew by. I thought I had like one more week of watching it. And I turned it on and it was a closing ceremony this last week. I think
our year will fly by. The second half of our year will the same way. So students out there headed back to school, you know, get ready because it's coming next week. Parents, I know there's a lot of parties planned as the kids go back to school, so
slow down around the school zones.
Enjoy your week as we're back in those neighborhoods and school zones. Absolutely be on the lookout for the kids. If you have any questions about real estate, go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Tom, on the loan application and refi, best website for you?
TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.